From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Worshippers across the country offered prayers today for the victims of Monday's shootings at Virginia Tech and their families. We hear now from two services in Virginia, beginning with the Blacksburg Baptist Church. This is the Reverend Tommy McDeris, who worked as a police chaplain.
If I've ever had a day in my life when it felt like God took the day off, it was Monday. It felt like nothing had turned out the way that I was praying for it to turn out. By the time I and my team had finished telling 20 families that their children were coming home.
Mary Karen Reed of Annandale, Virginia. I'm sorry. As a parent, you can't help but wonder what it would feel like to have your child's name on this list. A freshman in interdisciplinary studies. Nicole White, 20, of Smithfield, Virginia, a sophomore in international studies. And finally, Cho Swong Kwei, evidently a very troubled young man, 23, a senior in English from Centerville, Virginia.
That last voice was Pastor Marilyn Lurch at the Good Shepherd Church of the Brethren, also in Blacksburg. Tomorrow, classes resume at Virginia Tech, a week after Sungwi Cho shot his 32 victims and then himself. NPR's Jeff Brady has our report.
The Foreign Language Department at Virginia Tech is a small one. Last Monday morning, two classes, one French and one German, were being held in Norris Hall when the shooting started. Both instructors were killed. German professor Mary Paddock spent much of the week shielding the grieving spouses from reporters. She and a Spanish professor also launched scholarship funds named after their murdered colleagues. That hasn't left a lot of time to think about what to do when students return to Blacksburg tomorrow.
I can see that there might be some benefit to getting together again instead of having this incident put an end to our semester so abruptly and without any warning. But I don't see how the academics can continue at this point.
Virginia Tech students have a range of options, from completing the courses to taking whatever grade they have now. Steve Siegel says that's a good way to handle the grade issue. He helped administrators at Columbine High School in Colorado after the shootings 8 years ago. Siegel is part of a growing network of specialists who has experience in dealing with the aftermath of tragedies. As students return, he says the first thing is to create a sense of security on campus. That could be as simple as having more police officers walking around. The rest is less concrete.
There is no perfect environment for responding to mass tragedy. We weren't perfect in the aftermath of Columbine. We weren't perfect in the aftermath of 9/11. We're not going to be perfect in the aftermath of God knows what comes next.
But, Siegel says, they learn new ways to help people recover after each event. For example, it's important to address victims' needs early. He was at Columbine 10 minutes after the shootings were reported. Siegel says at Virginia Tech, there was more of a delayed response. But he says Virginia Tech's collective pride in the school helps people stay connected to each other. Last week, it came in the form of cheers, even at somber ceremonies. Siegel says even in an environment where the collective spirit is a source of strength, there also can be pressure to recover from the tragedy collectively. So he says administrators should remind students and faculty that individuals recover in different ways.
I remember in the aftermath of Oklahoma City, the lead chaplain for the FBI said, if you don't talk it out, you're going to act it out.
That can be anything from anger to substance abuse or even suicide. Siegel isn't advising Virginia Tech administrators, but overall he gives them relatively high marks. On Friday, graduate school instructors learned how to help returning students. Sherry Lynch is with the on-campus counseling center. She told them if students have trouble concentrating because they can't stop thinking about the shootings, it can be helpful to just start writing.
Don't worry about punctuation or spelling or paragraphs or anything like that. Just let the words flow onto the paper. That's very healing because...
Lynch says tell the students that what they're feeling is normal. Around Blacksburg, one of the dominant feelings is frustration with the media. Last week, signs invited those with cameras, microphones, and notepads to leave. The university says the grieving that will take place in classrooms around campus tomorrow will happen in private. Reporters are barred from all academic buildings. Jeff Brady, NPR News.